It's a long ways to Alaska. You know that? A long ways, and you lose several hours, and then you get there at the middle of the night. In fact, I say the middle night. At 10:45 at night, we're getting on an airplane to fly down to Soldotna, but it's only a 15-minute flight, and the sun's still up at 10:45. And I thought, what is this?
Farmers, you know.
Yeah, and so I didn't realize how many hours of daylight in the summertime there is in Alaska. Well, it depends on the day, you know, but when you get to December, when we have our shortest day, you know, when it gets dark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, up there they have 1 hour of daylight. 1 hour. The sun barely comes up over the horizon, and an hour later it's out of sight. See, 1 hour of light, dusky. For 2 months, for about 60 days, they have one to one and a half hours. It changes about 5 minutes a day. You go up and down. But in Fairbanks, for 60 days, it's totally dark, which is north. There's no sunrise or no sunset at all in Fairbanks for 60 days. You know, how would you like to live in a place like that? And it's 20 and 30 and 40 below zero. You know, in the wintertime. Hey, forget it. That's not me. I'd rather live down here where it's 6 or 7 in the morning. We got sun come up, and 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 9 o'clock at night, it goes down. You know, I like a little light, and I like a little darkness. But, I wouldn't like it because it was quite strange that when we got down to Soldotna on Thursday night at 11 o'clock, you didn't need a light or nothing to see. It was still, you know, dusky light at 11 o'clock at night. You know, you could see anything you wanted to see. You know, the sun wasn't up, but it was light. And so that's different, you know, than anything I've been used to. You know, unless the moon's up bright at 11 o'clock at night, it's dark. But it was cool. In the 60s, usually 40s and at night, and in the 60s in the daytime. You know, so, you know, that's kind of like real early spring or real late fall weather for us. But that's midsummer, August up there. So it's kind of unique, you know. So, but anyway, it was lots of fun to see. Just think, God made all that. And He made it all, you know, for us. And some people, that's why some people like it up there in that part of the world. And some people like it down here. You know, I personally, when we went to Canada, of course, flying up there, we flew across a lot of Canadian territory, you know, from when you leave the United States somewhere along in Montana or wherever they fly off of that United States going up into Canada. Boy, there was a couple of hours we were flying at 35,000 feet, and you look out the window and there's nothing but huge mountains with just snow. I mean, there's not any land showing. I can only imagine how cold it was down there. And this is August, you know, so it never thaws out there. Never. You know, it stays ice and snow the whole year. You know, so I wouldn't want to live up there at all. You know, it's a nice place to go visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. I like it down here a whole lot better than I do up there, so. But praise the Lord. We had a good trip. Well, we got to see the Lord do some wonderful things. And I don't know that praise report. Was that yesterday or when was that you gave, or was that today or when was that you gave that to me about the people up in Princeton? And yesterday? Okay, so if you got your cell phone on, I forgot to turn mine off too. We'll turn it on and turn them off. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we had a great time and had plenty of opportunities for tests. And we got to hear about those people's tests and one of the tests that they have up there on a regular basis, most of us have never enjoyed. You know, but the family, Paul and Nancy, he's a kind of a little guy, and he's several years younger than me, but he's still up there a little bit, or he's 60 or 61. Okay, I thought he said he was 62, but anyway, he's a few years younger than me. But anyway, he was out the other night, and the dog was barking, and the dog wouldn't shut up. And so he finally got up, put his house shoes on, and had his pajamas on, and walked out in the yard, you know, and he's wondering why the dog's barking. And, of course, it was in the wee hours of the morning, so it was fairly dark. And he said, all of a sudden, I heard this woof, you know, and this, and he said, I thought, oh, my goodness, that's a bear. And so he said, I didn't see anything, but said, when the dog started running, I run too. He said, I ran to the garage, which was the closest place, that jerked the door down. And then I waited until the dog stopped barking and everything. And then he said, I raised the door and looked out, and I run to the house and got in the house. He said, the next morning in the daylight, we went out there, and he said, there was bear tracks out there that big around. You know, those big old brown bears that live up there. And, of course, Cheryl got to see something. We didn't actually see it for real, but they had pictures everywhere. Those huge brown bears standing in those streams on a rock, you know, where the salmons are going upstream. And it's amazing to see them big bears sitting out there with their mouth wide open and a big old salmon jumping right. And they just grab it right, and they run and take you off out there and eat him. You know, I mean, you talk about having a salmon dinner.
Fast food.
Yeah. Do what, Jay?
That's fast food.
That's a fast food. That's right. Yeah. But that's good quality fast food. You know, that's fresh. Right out of the stream. But, you know, those guys really eat a lot. And I didn't realize that down there in the Anchorage area, where those great big brown bears have so many salmon to eat like that, they get bigger than the big Kodiaks. You know, they get to be, we saw some brown bears in the airport. In fact, we took our picture, Cheryl's and mine, standing beside a stuffed brown bear, and he had his arms up like that, and my head was right here, underneath his arms. You know, and his paws were huge. His paw was as big as my hand, and then the five claws were like a finger. You know, that's how big a claw was. And I thought, wow, that's one of the kind, one of the old jokes I used to hear whenever the bear, you know, that could talk, and he swatted at a guy and he said, you missed me. And he said, oh yeah, I'll try to turn your head. What that means is I cut it completely off with a claw, you know. And that's about how big those things are. So, and they've got notes around in the airport that if you see a brown or a Kodiak bear, please try to keep at least 300 yards between you and the bear, because they're fast. I mean, they can outrun you. I mean, and of course, when they mauled you, of course, there was one story in the paper up there said a man gets eaten in the park by a big, huge brown bear. Usually they say they just maul you, you know? I mean, it's something easy. You know, they just run down and bite you right here and tear you, and then they take your arm and jerk it off and throw it off out there, and they maul you, bite you two or three places, or then leave you there to die, you know. How would you like to be mauled by a big brown bear, Paul?
Well, I figure I'd be in sin, so.
Oh, goodness gracious alive. You know, but it's something. They have trials and tests up there. And, of course, as we was leaving, really, seriously, as we were leaving, driving down from the pastor's house, he had prayed and said, Lord, please let them see a moose before they leave. And, you know, all of a sudden here standing beside the road was a great big mama moose with about a 2/3 grown calf. You know, so we did get to see a real live moose, you know, out there. And I think, wow. You know, and he said once in a while the moose, you know, they actually come out of the woods right onto the roads, you know, because it's easier for them to walk and get through in the ice and snow to walk on the roads than it is. And so he said people had to be real careful. You run over them and everything else. And here we got this huge place in Alaska, which is bigger than by far than the state of Texas. And there's only like 600,000 people in the entire state. You know, so it's a very sparsely populated place. You know, I think there's only 200 or 300 in Anchorage, which is the biggest, almost half the people that live in Alaska live in Anchorage. But there's a lot of good saved people up there. I found out a lot of people that know Jesus up there. I talked to several of them, and several people I talked to, it wasn't like it was when I was in Canada, when I didn't see anybody until I got to the church, that knew Jesus up there. Several people I talked to knew Jesus. So it's a little different, but everywhere you go, there's people that knows Jesus. You know, and there's people that don't know Jesus. And but anyway, your whole life is full of trials and tests. That's just one thing I've learned. Different kind of trials and tests. You know, today I had something I wanted to do. I told Dave last night, I said, I want to get up in the morning. I want to go do something. And he said, okay. He agreed to go with me. And then when I got up this morning, I hadn't even got out of the bathroom. My son called and said, Dad, I'm having trouble with the tractor. Well, I found out this morning that my son, was, you know, my son didn't ever want to learn to be a mechanic or an engineer. He's totally not trained in that area. So he'd run out of gas in the tractor, and then, of course, he went, got some gas and put it in. Of course, these old tractors, you know, things old, and it's got settlement and stuff in the tank. And, of course, when he put the gas in, it stirred it up, and that all went down into the carburetor, and the needle hung open, and it started running over and all this. So he didn't know what to do, so he took the carburetor off. And when he took it off and put it back on, of course, he's a bodybuilder with arms about that big, and he doesn't understand little aluminum bodies with bolts, you know. And so he pulled stuff and stripped stuff, and took me all afternoon to fix what he tore up. If he'd have called me first, it'd have took me 5 minutes to fix it. But anyway, the afternoon was filled with trials and tests. And praise the Lord, I finally got it all going. Just barely in time to come running in the house and take a shower and come to Bible study. So life's full of trials and tests, right, James? And you got four of these little critters, you know, these children to try to have to keep in line all these years. And what they don't learn, they'll have to depend on Dad. And I will have to say, when I went back over there and did get it running, I told him, I said, son, this is a good little tractor. It's a little 8-in Ford. I said, maybe this winter we'll pull this in the shop and we'll jerk the engine out of it and we'll put a set of bearings and rings and, you know, overhaul it. And really, because I said, you'll need this in the future. He said, well, Dad, give me a week or two notice before you do that. I said, why? He said, because I want to help you do this. I said, oh, wow, you want to learn. He said, Dad, I've already realized this. If I know stuff like you do, it can not only save me money, but it can save me time. He said, if I'd have had to call somebody today, if I hadn't had you, I'd had to call somebody to get this fixed. He said, this could have taken a lot more time. I said, yeah. I said, if you'd have had to call a tractor place and they come out here and pulled it up on a truck, took it to the shop and fixed it and brought it back, you could have probably got by with $500, you know. So
we're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.